भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तम गोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोष्म्यहम्।
टुडे वी विल डिस्कस समाधि एंड इट्स नेचर is from verse number 354 to 372, up to verse number 353 we have completed. Now verse number 354.
Ajnana hridaya granthehe, Ajnana hridaya granthehe, Nishesha vilayastada,
Nishesha vilayastada,
समाधिना विकल्पेन
यदा द्वैतात्मदर्शनम्
अज्ञानहृदय ग्रन्थेः निःशेषविलयस्तदा समाधिना विकल्पेन यदा द्वैतात्मदर्शनम्।
अज्ञान हृदय ग्रंथे निशेष विलय तदा। अज्ञान हृदय ग्रंथि, यू नो व्हाट इज हृदय ग्रंथि। नाउ शंकराचार्य हैज एडेड वन वर्ड अज्ञान, अज्ञान नॉट ऑफ हार्ट्स और नॉट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस, सेम थिंग। अज्ञान हृदय ग्रंथि निशेष, निशेष मीन्स कंप्लीटली, there should not be iota of ajnan, nissesa, vilay, lay is merging or destruction, vilay, vises lay, should not come up again, complete destruction, tada, tada means then, the not apart are destroyed, Okay, what is this Agyan Hriday Granthi, not produced by Agyan, which makes sentient Atman identifying with Anatma? This is Agyan. We are sentient Atman identifying with Anatma. It is because of ignorance. So this is Granthi. This is Granthi. So how not of ignorance or not of heart are destroyed? That knot is there. Ignorance is there. How it is destroyed? It is said, samadhinam abhikalpena. Samadhinam abhikalpena. Abhikalp samadhi means nirvikalp samadhi. Vikalp means thought. Abhikalp means without thought. Nirvikalp means also without thought. By nirvikalp samadhi, this ignorance can be removed. Okay. Hriday Granthi, what is Hriday Granthi? Avidya Kam Karma. This is Hriday Granthi. We all know Avidya Kam Karma, Avidya Kam Karma. We are not able to come out of it. And it seems very simple, but it is very difficult to cut this knot. Avidya Kam Karma. Very, very difficult. Again, in Kathopanishad Bhashya and in Drigdidish Vivek, we have studied Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chidyante Sarvasansaya Chiyante Chasya Karmani Tasmin Drishte Paravare. Tasmin Drishte Paravare. In Samadhi, in Nirvikalp Samadhi, when you come to meet the reality or the truth within us, ignorance is gone. Then what will happen? Not. Ignorance is, when your avidya is not there, there is no kam, no karma. Gone. And all sansay, all doubts about jeev, jagat, iswar, gone. Karma, sanchit karma, gone. From the standpoint of jnani, prarabdha is also gone. From the standpoint of ajnani, he sees that jnani is suffering. But Jnani knows his prarabdha is also gone. Prarabdha will take care of the body now. He knows that. Okay. So what we see in Nirvikalp Samadhi? Non-dual truth. Only one truth everywhere, one reality, one Atman, one Paramatman, one Brahman everywhere. That's all. Now question comes, how can I practice Nirvikalp Samadhi? How can I practice Nirvikalp Samadhi? So in one verse, Shankaracharya is trying to condense it. We have studied in detail previously, but summarily he is describing that we have got many kalpanas and many fancies, many imaginations we have got, many concepts we have created, like you, I, they, this, that. This is our concept. Division we have created. So how this division has come about, it is said in verse number 355.
Tvamaham idam itiyam, kalpana buddhi doshat, kalpana buddhi doshat. Pravavati Paramatmani,
Pravavati Paramatmani,
Advaye Nirvisheshe,
Advaye Nirvisheshe,
Pravilasati Samadhau,
Pravilasati Samadhau,
Asya Sarvo Vikalpaha,
Asya Sarvo Vikalpaha,
Vilayanam upagacheta, vastu tattva vadhritya,
vastu tattva vadhritya,
tvamaham idam itiyam, kalpana buddhi doshat, pravavati paramatmani, advaye nirvisheshe, Pravilasati samadhau, asya sarvo vikalpaha, విలయనముపగచ్చేత వస్తుతత్వావధృత్యా
త్వం అహం ఇదం ఇతి ఇయం కల్పనా బుద్ధి దోషాత్ ప్రభవతి పరమాత్మని అద్వయే నిర్విశేషే. సో వి హావ్ క్రియేటెడ్ డివిజన్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ అవర్ ఇమాజినేషన్. వాట్ ఇస్ ద డివిజన్? త్వం యు, అహం ఐ, ఇదం దిస్, ఆది దిస్ దాట్ దే ఐ మైనస్ ఆల్ దిస్ కమ్స్ ఆది. ఇతి ఇయం, ఇతి మీన్స్ దస్, ఇయం కల్పన, ఇయం కల్పన దిస్ కల్పన, దిస్ ఇమాజినేషన్, దిస్ థాట్, దిస్ కాన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ డివిజన్, అహమయం. బుద్ధి దోషాత్, ఇట్ ఈస్ డ్యూ టు ద డిఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధి. బుద్ధి దోషాత్ ప్రభవతి ఇస్ ఫ్యాన్సీడ్ వేర్ పరమాత్మని, ఇన్ పరమాత్మ. అండ్ హౌ దిస్ పరమాత్మ? అద్వయ, నాన్ డ్యువల్. పరమాత్మ ఈజ్ నాన్ డ్యువల్. ఇన్ దాట్ పరమాత్మ వీఆర్ సేయింగ్ అహం, ఇదం, త్వం, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డివిజన్స్ వీఆర్ క్రియేటింగ్. హూ హెస్ క్రియేట్? మై బుద్ధి. బుద్ధి దోషాత్ అద్వయ నిర్విశేష. అండ్ హౌ దిస్ పరమాత్మ? అట్రిబ్యూట్లెస్, నో గుణ్, హీజ్ నిర్గుణ్. సో నిర్గుణ్ నిరాకార్ పరమాత్మ, ఇన్ దట్ పరమాత్మ వీ హ్యావ్ క్రియేటెడ్ మై బుద్ధి హెజ్ క్రియేటెడ్ మై మైండ్ హెజ్ క్రియేటెడ్ వాట్ అహం, త్వం, యాజ్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, దిస్, దాట్, దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డిఫరెంట్. So buddhi here means mind. So so long the mind is there, this aham, tvam, all this idam, I am, these things will be there. When the mind is not there, there is no aham, no idam, no tvam. This is our own experience. In deep sleep, nothing is there. So so long the mind is there, it is, all things are there. And these divisions are only in the human beings, Shankaracharya is saying. But these divisions we find in plant kingdom, in mineral kingdom, and in animal kingdom also. Divisions, differences, and it is because of the buddhi dosat. So our buddhi is seeing all plurality, differences. See, if the ignorance is removed, what will happen? The same buddhi will see one tattva everywhere. Nowadays is not happening. Earlier, in India, we used to see when there is a TV and the signals are not coming. So on the TV, you will find as if it is snowing or raining, you know. Now I think the technology has gone up. You will find it is only black only. So it is the dosa of TV. Because of the dosa of TV, this rain and snowing is coming there. Remove the dosa of TV, the snow and raining, everything gone. Everything gone. Okay, then that requires correct knowledge, you know, correct praman, correct means of knowledge is required to know that prameya, to have object. To know that object, we need praman. And for knowing the Atman or Brahman, the praman is Veda. There is no other praman, there is no other means of knowledge. What is this buddhi dosa? Be careful. Buddhi dosa is rajas and tamas. It is because of the rajas and tamas, buddhi are perceiving so many things. Buddhi is perceiving so many things. Okay, plurality is there because of the buddhi dosa. If buddhi dosa is not there, if this projection, imagination, or this concepts of I, you, they, and this and that is not there, what will happen? You will see Siya Rama Mai Sab Jagajani. Siya Rama Mai. See, Tulsidas, he says that you will see everywhere Ram and Ram. In Vedanta, how will say, if the Nam Roop is not there, what you will see? Satyajananda, you will see Sat Chit Anand everywhere. Okay, how can I have the right understanding? Prabalasati Samadhau Vasya Sarva Vikalpa Vilayanam. Prabalasati Samadhau, when the truth is realized in Samadhi, truth will be realized only in Samadhi. Aparoksha Anubhuti will happen only in Nirvikalpa Vikalpa Samadhi. When that is realized, asya means seeker, sarva vikalpa bilayan, bilayan means dissolve.
Billion is all.
Sarva vikalpa, all vikalpa. Vikalpa means I, you, they, this, that, all gone. Because now you are seeing only one non-dual truth. There is no plurality there. So in samadhi, truth is realized. If you are a uttam adhikari, it can happen in Sravan Kal itself. If it is not happening in Sravan Kal, then you have to do manan. And after manan, when the knowledge is doubt-free, then you can have experience it. How? By sabikalp samadhi. First we have to do sabikalp samadhi and then nirvikalp samadhi. What will happen? Upagachet vastu tattvavadhritya. Upagachet, he attains what? Vastu tattvavadhritya. By the firm knowledge of the real nature of Atman. So if the truth is seen without namru, we have many times seen that truth is in us, in mind. And what is mind? Mind is only flow of thoughts. We are all giving importance to the thought. We are not giving importance to the illuminator of the thought sitting there. When in samadhi we remove all the thought, what remains? Its consciousness alone remains. So how it is dissolved? Vastu tattvabhidhitya, just by abiding in the truth. When you are in the nirvikal samadhi, there is nothing else. Nothing else is there. Abiding in truth, it will happen. What is this samadhi? Samadhi comes from the root dha. Dha means to keep. To keep, like mind is put there in Atman, samadhi. Sam is the upasarga, prefix. Samyaktha. Samyaktha means again and again, the mind will go out. Again and again, it and put it in Atman. Jitni bar bahar jaye, pakdo, lao phir Atman mein. This is samadhi. Okay, so we have to dissolve all namrup mentally. If you go to the jeweler shop, you see a lot of ornaments, different design and all that. You have to dissolve mentally all the namrup to get the weight of gold in that ornament. You don't have to destroy ornaments. Similarly, we have to dissolve all namrup mentally. Don't destroy physically. Don't destroy physically. And reach to that tattva. You can accomplish samadhi. So if you want to practice some samadhi, then we need to have some qualifications. Some pre-qualifications are required. That is stated in verse number 356.
Shanto danta paramau paratah.
Shanto danta paramau paratah.
Kshanti yukta samadhin.
Kshanti yukta samadhin.
Kurvan nityam kalayati yatihi.
Kurvan nityam kalayati yatihi.
Swasya sarvatma bhavam.
Swasya sarvatma bhavam.
Tena vidyati mirajanitan.
Tena vidyati mirajanitan.
Sadhu dagdva vikalpan.
Sadhu dagdva vikalpan.
Brahma kritya nivasati sukham.
Brahma kritya nivasati sukham.
Nishkriyo nirvikalpah.
Nishkriyo nirvikalpah.
Shanto danta param uparatah. Kshanti yukta samadhin. Kurvan nityam kalayati yatihi. Swasya sarvatma bhavam. Tena vidyati mirajanitan. Sadhu dagdva vikalpan. Brahma kritya nivasati sukham. Nishkriyo nirvikalpah.
So what is the pre-qualification required for samadhi? Shankaracharya says, santa. Then dantaha, you know these words. Sama, dama, param uparata, uparati. Chanti yukta, titiksha, forbearance. Samadhi kurvan, practice meditation. That means sat sampatti, what we have studied in Tattva, sam, dam, uparati, titiksha, sraddha, and samadhan. This pre-qualification is required. If mind is not peaceful, if the senses are not controlled, if you are sitting in meditation, then what will happen? You will start thinking about coffee, where is the coffee? It's morning time. Uncle Ji has said you should get up in Brahma Muhurat, take your bath and sit in meditation. At that time you need coffee. You see, danta, mind is, senses are not controlled. Or you start thinking what is to be done the whole day. List. Mind is not controlled, you see. So these things are required, prerequisite. We all sit for meditation without these qualifications. Therefore, we are not successful. So paramuparata, perfectly withdrawn from the object, shanti yukta, steadfast in forbearance, samadhi kurvan, practice meditation. In Dridhridhyas Vivek also, the same instruction was given. Upekchanam rupe dve satchidanan tatpara samadhim sarvada kurya. Always do the samadhi. Now here the samadhi is 24 hours. Where? Hridave va athva bahi. With open eyes also I should be able to see Bhagwan everywhere, Satchidananda everywhere. And how to see outside with open eyes also? In Bhagavad Gita, in Vibhuti Yoga, Bhagwan has said, how to see me outside with open eyes. So first we have to see inside, Hriday, and then after that, outside. Kalayati yati swasya sarvatna bhavam kalayati contemplates. Yati, the seeker. Seeker contemplates. After having these qualifications, after having these qualifications, then you sit for meditation. People all, if you advertise meditation, we will teach you meditation. Everybody will come, whole world will come, meditation, are bap. But nothing will happen without these qualifications. Swasya, his own, sarvatma bhavam, the nature of being, the self of all, the seeker always contemplates on his own self as the self of universe. It is the same self. The self in me and the same self is there in the elephant or in the tree or in the grass. Everywhere. Same self is there in the inner table also. Same self. Swasva sarvatma bhavam. He contemplates on the atma tattva. Madatma sarva bhutatma tasmai shri gurve namah. Madatma, sarvabhutatma, mayatma is everywhere. So this way, yati means the seeker meditates. And now the different schools have a different meaning of atma. Some say pure atma, aapki atma impure hai. They say like that. Some people say in elephant the atma is big, you know. In the ant it is very small. Atma choti hai, atma badi hai, pure hai, impure hai. Then they will say, your atma, my atma, you know, they don't match. But Vedanta says, one atma is present in all. It is pure atman, it is not impure or a different type of atman, male atman or female atman, not like that, or animal atman or plant atman. It's the same one atman only, everywhere. Look at your body. Do you have a different atman for your leg? Hands, eyes, no, it is one Atman. Now understand the whole world is the Virat Roop of Bhagwan only. Whole world is the Virat Roop of Bhagwan. So do you think they are different Atman for the whole body of the Bhagwan? No, same Atman. The Atman in Bhagwan or Atman in Brahman or the sentience in Ishwar and me is one and same. Ten avidya timir janitan sadhu dagdva vikalpan ten by this nirvikalpa samadhi.
తేన అవిద్యా తిమిర్ జనితాన్ రైజింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద బ్లైండ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అవుట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ వాట్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ అవుట్ అహం త్వం ఇదం దీస్ థింగ్స్ హవ్ కమ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అవిద్యా సాధు దగ్ధ్వా వికల్పాన్ సాధు వెరీ వెల్ హియర్ సాధు ఈజ్ నాట్ నౌన్ సాధు ఈజ్ అడ్వర్బ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సాధు Dagdha, destroying, vikalpan, all the imagination. Imagination means aham, tvam, idam, these are all imagination. Dagdha, destroyed. So by samadhi, this darkness of ignorance, all the imagination can be completely destroyed. And then brahma kritya nivasati sukham niskriha nirvikalpa. Brahma kritya as Brahman. Now in Nirvikal Samadhi, I have reached to the state of that truth after removing all Namrup. Many times we have seen there are only five things in each and every object of the world, whether it is sentient or inert, Asti Bhati Priya Namrup. Now I have mentally dissolved Namrup. What will remain? Asti Bhati Priya will be there. That's all. So, brahma kritya nivasiti. Nivasiti means he lives. When you reach that state, nivasiti. How? Sukham blissfully, anandi ananda. Anandi ananda. Achha, let me tell you why there is only anandi ananda. Because all the sorrows are nothing but agitation of your mind. And they are experienced, whether sukh or dukh is experienced as a vritti, as a thought. When thought is not there, when thought is not there, what will be there? Our own experience of deep sleep will prove that. In deep sleep, when we get up early morning, we all say we slept very well. Sukh se tham, sukh se soya. Therefore, when the thoughts are not there, in Nirvikal Samadhi, you are sukham, niskriya, actionless. Atman is niskriya. Atman is akarta, niskriya, nirvikalpa, nirvikal from, there is no free from all duality. There is no oscillation of mind. Mind is not there. I have transcended mind. So there is no oscillation of mind, no rajas, no tamas. You have gone beyond mind. So person who has practiced samadhi, having the qualification, having the knowledge of Brahman or Atman, when he reaches there, ignorance gone. Ignorance gone. Jivatva is gone. Jivatva is gone. And he becomes Brahman. So destruction of ignorance means what? Destruction of vasana. How the vasana has to be destroyed? We have already studied in verse number 317, Kriyanas, Chintanas, Vasana Chai. Kriyanas is gross, subtler than Kriyanas. It's chintanas, at the mind level it is subtler, and vasnachaya is the most subtle. So Shankaracharya advises, don't try to remove vasana, it is difficult. Start from kriya, from the action, from the body level. Kriyanas, chintanas, and vasnachaya. Nirvikalpa. Nirvikalpa, he has no wrong idea of plurality. No, now there is no aham, tvam, this, that is gone. Because there is only one Atman there, nothing else is there. So what is the summary? Summary is, first we have to develop sat sampatti. Sat sampatti. Then practice samadhi. When you practice samadhi, sarvatma bhav will come. Sarvatma bhav means, my atma is atma of every being. Sarvatma bhav will come. Avidya burn. All imagination, all concepts of aham, tvam is all gone. All gone now. And you will enjoy bliss. Next verse, 357.
Samahitaye pravilapya mayam.
357.
Samahitaye pravilapya mayam.
Samahitaye
pravilapya mayam. श्रोत्रादि चेतस्वमहं चिदात्मनि
श्रोत्रादि चेतस्वमहं चिदात्मनि
तैव मुक्ता भवपाशबन्धैः
तैव मुक्ता भवपाशबन्धैः
नान्ये तु पारोक्षकथाभिधायिनः
नान्ये तु
पारोक्षकथाभिधायिनः समाहिताये प्रविलाप्य वयं श्रोत्रादि चेतस्वमहं चिदात्मनि तैव मुक्ता भवपाशबन्धैः नान्ये तु पारोक्षकथाभिधायिनः
ते एव मुक्ताः भवपाशबन्धैः ते मीन्स् दे एव एलोन् मुक्ता आर् फ्री भवपाशबन्धैः फ्रोम् द बाण्डेज् आफ् बिकमिङ्ग् भव वि आल्वेस् इन् अ भवसागर भवकूप भवाटवी Bhava means to become. Whole life we are becoming. So this is Bhava Sagar. It never ends. Even at the time of death, I want something. No. Bhava. So they alone are free from the bondage of birth and death. Who are those people? Samahita ye pravilapya vayam. Samahita, absorbed. In Nirvikal Samadhi, they have absorbed themselves. Ye doju pravilapya, having merged. Vahyam, external world. All nam rup is absorbed. No more nam rup. It's already merged in atmani. So who, having attained in samadhi, merged the objective world. So first thing, we have to have qualification for samadhi. Then practice samadhi. In samadhi, when we reach there, how we reach there? By vahya, whatever is external, we have to merge it. So we have merged external world. What is this external world? Srutradi chetah swam aham chidatmani. Srutradi, srutra. Now you should know all these things. Organs of perception. Srutra adi gyanendriya. Gyanendriya. So Shankaracharya has taken only one srutra, listening. So we have to take all the five Gyanendriya, Adi, Chetah, mind, organs of perception, mind, Swam Aham, ego, the very ego itself, Chidatmani, in the self, which is knowledge absolute. So we have to merge what? All the Gyanendriya, mind and ego in Atmani. Usme dal do, theek hai. So this realization will happen. Thus the realization will happen. If we do this thing, if we upeccha naam roop, when it is all merged, the mind is merged and the ego is also merged, all the organs of perception are not perceiving anything from the world, then meditation will help. Na anne tu parochya kata vidhayina. Na anne, there is no other method. Na anne, not other. Parochya. Kathavidaina, who blabber their indirect knowledge. So realization will not happen by blabbery, talking about the Atman or repeating mantra. Even if you chant mantra for whole life, it will not happen. Purification of mind will happen. Mantra is required for purification of mind. After that, we have to do samadhi, meditation. Many people, they don't understand the steps. They continue to remain in that only. Some people think, so by reading one chapter of Bhagavad Gita or doing the Vishnu Sahasranam every day or Hanuman Chalisa, or they are all good. But after that, again, we have to take next step. Further, aage jao phir. Don't stay for whole life in Vishnu Sahasranam only. Okay. One person said, my guru is realized, so I am also realized. किसके चेले हो भाई? आम चेला ऑफ दैट गुरु, माय गुरु इज आनंद. तो कबीर दास सेज गुरु की करनी गुरु ले जाएगा, चेले की करनी चेला. इट इज अ सेपरेट, सब अकाउंट्स आर ऑल डिफरेंट डिफरेंट. सो माय गुरु इज ग्रेट, दैट डजंट मीन यू आर ऑल्सो ग्रेट. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू बिकम ग्रेट देन यू हैव टू फॉलो गुरु. वॉट एवर गुरु इज डूइंग यू डू दैट. So just by thinking of Sukadev and Shankaracharya, one cannot become realized. Understand this very carefully. Okay, I am just following Shankaracharya or following this, so I am also become great. No. Only those, ye samahita, those who have absorbed their mind in that Paramatmani, they will get it. Okay, they will get mukti. This is called aparoksha anubhuti. Next.
Upadhi bhedat swayameva bhidyate.
Upadhi bhedat swayameva bhidyate.
चोपाध्य पोहे स्वयमेव केवलः.
चोपाध्य पोहे स्वयमेव केवलः.
तस्मादुपाधे विलयाय विद्वान्.
तस्मादुपाधे विलयाय विद्वान्.
वसेत् सदा कल्प समाधि निष्ठया.
वसे सदा कल्प समाधि निष्ठया.
उपाधि भेदात् स्वयमेव भिद्यते. चोपाध्य पोहे स्वयमेव केवलः. तस्मादुपाधे विलयाय विद्वान्. वसेत् सदा कल्प समाधि निष्ठया.
सो इन Samadhi, what we have to do, we have to try and dissolve all upadhi, all conditioning, all plurality, we have to dissolve. Path 3, third line, tasmat upadhe vilayaya vidvan baset sada akalpa samadhi nishtaya. Line 3rd and 4th, tasmat, therefore, or hence, upadhe, all the conditionings. All the conditioning, my conditioning and the conditioning of others, upadhi, all naam roop, bilayaya, bilayaya means dissolve, all naam roop dissolve. Who will dissolve? Vidwan, wise man will do that, wise man will do that. Baset sada, must devote always, akalpa samadhi nishtaya, to the practice of nirvikalpa samadhi. So a wise man, after dissolving all the upadhi, should abide in that truth. Abide in that truth in nirvikal samadhi. Okay, so what is the problem if upadhi is there? Ye bhi to batao. We are saying, Shankaracharya, upadhi ko khatam karo, karma karo, bilay, 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 dissolve it, dissolve it. What is the harm if the upadhi is there? He says, upadhi bhedat padvan. Line 1. Upadhi vedat swayameva vidyate. Upadhi vedat to the many conditioning. Upadhi vedat. Now if you say I, you, they, then they are different upadhis. Human being. In animal also different upadhis are there. Plant kingdom also upadhis are there. Upadhi vedat swayameva vidyate. The self itself is diversified. One self becomes many. Plurality comes. Okay, and how is the truth? Ekameva adhutiyam chandokvane says, truth is one. Ekameva adhutiya, no second. It's non-dual truth. Or many times we have seen, in Kathopanishad also we have seen, neha nana asti kinchana, neha not here, na iha. Here there is not nana, not many, many, no plurality here. It's only one. It's only one. So there is one non-dual truth. But who created these divisions? Upadhi Vedat. Who created this Upadhi Vedat? So polarity is created by upadhi. If you want to live in duality or polarity, you don't have to do anything. If you like that duality, polarity is okay with me, तो आपको सट संपत्ति भी नहीं चाहिए. You don't have to do anything. No samadhi. You don't have to come to Vivek Churamani class. You are happy there. Don't come. You are wasting your time. And remain in the cycle of birth and death. जैसा था वैसा चलता रहेगा. आगे भी चलता रहेगा. Birth and death will continue. ठीक है. Okay. To destroy the dukkha or bondage of transmigration, the vision of oneness is needed. There is no other way out. If you identified with anatma, you have to take birth and death. Identify with atma, which is birthless, deathless, what will happen? I also become birthless, deathless. अब बताओ किससे आइडेंटिफाई करना चाहिए. होम शुड बी आइडेंटिफाई अनात्मा और आत्मा. देखो दो चीज है. आई ऑलवेज से देयर ओनली टू थिंग्स. ओनली टू थिंग्स आर देयर. अनात्मा इज गिविंग मी हैप्पीनेस सुख. अनात्मा इज गिविंग मी दुख. अनात्मा विल गिव मी सुख. नोइंग दैट ऑल्सो स्टिल आई गो ऑन आइडेंटिफाइंग विथ अनात्मा ओनली. यू सी I continue to identify with the anatma only. I still think that I will get sukh from anatma. Never happen. It will never happen. Okay. So who created this division? My buddhi dosat. It's the upadhi, BMI. It has created. Gurudev has given a very beautiful example. What is that? There is a prism. One prism is there. One signals, one sunlight is entering. One. And then seven colors are coming. Who created seven colors? Is the sunlight? Prism. Similarly, who created this nanat? Buddhi. Buddhi dosat. What is this buddhi dosat? Rajastamas. Rajastamas means veiling power, projecting power. Veiling power and the projecting power of is creating all these things. So what is the definition of upadhi? How many of you know the definition of upadhi? Sab chup. One person said yes. उपसमीपे स्थित्वा स्वयं रूपम अन्यत्र वस्तुनि आददाति. आददाति इज उपाधि. उप मीन्स समीपे. यू सी द वर्ड हैज इटसेल्फ हैज गॉट मीनिंग. संस्कृत वर्ड्स हैज इटसेल्फ दे आर कॉइंड इन सच ए वे दे विल गिव यू मीनिंग. लाइक देयर इज ए क्रिस्टल एंड यू कीप ए ब्लू क्लॉथ. सो ब्लू क्लॉथ इज giving its color to crystal. But really nothing is happening to crystal. Intrinsically nothing is happening. There is no change in crystal. But it is throwing its qualities on crystal. Similarly, this conditioning upadhi also is throwing its qualities on Atman. Therefore, it is called upadhi. But Atman is not affected at all. Atman is not affected at all. So upadhi is an object. When placed near other object, it throws its nature in other object without bringing any intrinsic change in other object. Because of upadhi, one atma is appearing as many. You see, this is what it has created. What upadhi has created? Upadhi has created many atmas. Because of this upadhi, we see plurality. But atma's nature is non-dual. It's only one. Cha upadhi apohe swayam eva kevala. Cha upadhi and upadhi apohe. When conditioning is removed, apohe. This is not your poha, which you sometimes bring for us. Not poha. Apohe means when it is removed. When upadhi is removed, स्वयं एव केवल स्वयं इट्सेल्फ केवल वन विदाउट डिफरेंस. द मोमेंट यू रिमूव द उपाधि यू गेट दैट नॉन ड्यूअल ट्रुथ. ओके, स्व स्व मीन्स द तत्व, स्व स्वयं एव, स्वयं मीन्स स्व तत्व विल रिमेन
केवल.
Only upadhi, when the upadhi is removed, only the swa keval alone, that tattva will remain. But don't destroy upadhi. Again and again I'm saying, kal jaake aisa nahi karna ke this upadhi is creating all the problem. So let me kill the upadhi so that I will grab Satchidananda. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't destroy upadhi. Upadhi obstruction, no doubt, but you have to dissolve it mentally, that's all. This is Naam Roop, this is Anatma. There are two things, Atma and Anatma, both are with me. Anatma I can see, Atma I cannot see. But Atma is with me. Because of that Atma you are able to hear and I am able to speak. So it is already with me. So wise man must practice samadhi, then he will come to know upadhi is unreal. Reality is different, that is atma tattva, and that atma tattva is not different from me. That atma tattva is me. Dekho, Vedanta is not that the Brahman is different from me, that Brahman is me. We have to come to that state. We think Brahman or Bhagwan is different from me. It's not that. I am that Brahman. We have to come to that state, that understanding, that firm understanding we must have. So in the world we have to transact with the upadhi. In the world we have to transact with the upadhi. Without upadhi you can't transact. We know Atma is a karta. When you go home and you say, all the ladies are sitting there and all are mummies. And mummy says, no, no, you know, in Vedanta class today I've learned, you know, I am a karta, so I'm not going to cook today. I'm a karta. But how are you saying you are a karta? With upadhi you are saying? Atma cannot say, I'm a karta. You can't say that. So with upadhi we have to transact in the world. Acha, majhe ki baat hai. We are awake for 16 hours or 18 hours in the whole day, 16 hours, 18 hours, we are transacting with the upadhi. Isn't that so? Upadhi, we are transacting. We have got no time to even think that I am different from upadhi. Although we understand that I am different from upadhi. Upadhi's body. My body is aching. We know, but still it is difficult. It's only in samadhi we try to mentally dissolve upadhi. In samadhi we dissolve. The whole time when we are transacting with the world, it is very difficult because we have to transact with upadhi. With conditioning. Upadhi means conditioning. Conditioning means with body. Body, mind, intellect is upadhi. So vaset sada akalpa samadhi nishtaya. So sit and do nirvikal samadhi. Before nirvikal samadhi, you have to do sabikal samadhi. Sabikal samadhi can be of two types. One is drishyanubiddha, sabdanubiddha. Now these terms you know, we have discussed in Drigadisya Vivek. I am not going to again develop these points or these words. So when a person is established in nirvikal samadhi, he starts with the brahmakar vritti or akhandakar vritti, and this akhandakar vritti or brahmakar vritti is so powerful that the vritti of jiva is destroyed. Who is more powerful, jiva or brahma? Brahma is more powerful. So this vritti will remove it. So now Shankaracharya is going to give us an example how to do samadhi. Our focus should be on the truth only. Mind should not get distracted. Single-pointed mind is essential. And he gives a beautiful example. Beautiful example.
Sati sakto naro yati.
Sati sakto naro yati.
Sadbhavam ekanishthaya.
Sadbhavam ekanishthaya.
Kitako bhramaram dhyayan.
Kitako bhramaram dhyayan.
Bhramaratvaya kalpate. Bhramaratvaya kalpate. Sati sakto naro yati. Sadbhavam ekanishthaya. Kitako bhramaram dhyayan. Bhramaratvaya kalpate.
Sati sakta narayati. Sati sakta. A beautiful example is coming in that. Is the Brahmar Keet Nyaya. Brahmar Keet Nyaya. Maxim of Brahmar and Keet. So, Path 1 says, Sati Sakta Narayati. Sati Sakta to the real Sakta. One who is attached to the Sat. One who is attached to the truth. Nara means man, Yati, he gains. So, person who is attached to Sat, Satchidananda, or attached to Atman. Shankaracharya is not talking about us. We are not attached to Atman. We are attached to other than Atman. So, Sati Sakta Narayati. So, such person, he will think of what? Atma. One who is identified with the Sat, Satchidananda or Atma, he will think of Atma only. We are identified with Anatma, therefore we think of Anatma always. Very simple logic. A person who is identified with the Sat will always think of Sat only. What he will get? Yati Sadbhavam, he ek nishtaya. Yati, he gains. What? Sadbhavam, the reality. He indeed, ek nishtaya, through the single-pointed devotion, he gets that. He becomes real through the single-pointed devotion. Ek nishtaya, single-pointed devotion, he becomes one. So he always thinks of sat, therefore attains sadbhavam. He thinks constantly, constantly, I am sat. He is not thinking of any other thing. Constant thinking of Sat will lead to Sadbhav. Constant, single-pointed, always, continuous, nirantar. Not thinking of anything else. Not thinking of Anatma. So there is a maxim, as you think, so you become. As you think, so you become. If you think I am useless, miserable, you become like that. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, if you think mere paas nahi hai, kuch nahi hai, kuch nahi hai, kuch nahi hai, kuch nahi hai. Many people come and say like that. They don't come and give $1 or 1 pence after doing aarti also, you see. Kyun? Nahi hai, mere paas nahi hai, mere paas nahi hai. And he used to say, Sala, tere paas aisa hi ho jayega. You will become like that. A day will come, you will not have money. Because you are thinking, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have. Aisa ho jayega, jao. So therefore, we also teach our children, always think positive, positive, positive. Don't think negative, don't think negative. As you think, so you become. So if you think you are inferior, then the inferior complex will come. You will be depressed. You will start taking some drugs, you will commit suicide, or you will go and stand in front of a mail train coming, you will go and jump on the rails. Because you are thinking that way, continuously. So if you are not asat or achit, Vedanta says you are not asat achit. You are sat and chit. You are sat and chit. You are not asat. You are not achit. Don't think I am an Atma, I am this body and all these things. I am that Lord, I am that Paramatma. Kitakaha Brahmar Dhyayan. Kitaka warm. Brahmaram upon was. Dhyayan contemplating. Brahmartvaya kalpati. Brahmartvaya to become a was. Kalpati. He becomes fit. Kalpati. He becomes transformed. Brahmar. Just as the worm contemplating intently upon the wasp is transformed to become a wasp. Now, you all have seen wasp. And many of us have experienced the sting of wasp also. We start rolling in pain. A 6-foot person will start rolling in pain when the wasp stings us. And if you have not seen his nest, wasp nest, then you can come to Yamunotri with the mask on our main gate front side. You will find a couple of them. It's a small muddy thing with one small hole. The wasp goes inside and comes out. It's beautiful to look, and it's very hard if you touch. It seems very that hard. So what this wasp will do? He will bring a worm. Which is suitable. It's not that all worms will be convert into wasp. He will bring a pupa which is suitable. He has to be adhikari. And he will put it inside the nest. And wasp will sit outside. Looking at the pupa. And pupa wants to come out. He wants to be freed. Sting. Now you can imagine the pupa, the small worm, the pain. If we can roll in pain, then that keta, the small worm, imagine his pain. Now what he will think? He is continuously seeing that wasp sitting on the gate. Continuously thinking about that wasp. Continuously thinking, and he becomes wasp. Continuously thinking, he becomes wasp. But that pupa, that worm, has to be a qualified one. Not chitta laya ke rakh doge to it will become wasp. No, it will not happen. Gurudev says, at the pupa stage, the shapeless larva does not promise as a wasp. Yet it is a wasp. Similarly, the limited, mortal, pain-ridden individuality of man does not look at all its real divine nature. But when the PFT, jiva, ends its identification with the BMI and OET through steady meditation upon the self, the PFT, the limited individuality, metamorphoses into infinite Satchit Anand. When the pupa stops being a pupa, it becomes vast. When a man stops being a jiva, he becomes supreme. He becomes the supreme. So in our case, who is warm? We jiva are warm, you know. We all jiva are only warm. And constant thinking about Brahmar. Who is the Brahmar here? Brahman. So jiva has to constantly think of Brahman. Like that pupa constantly thinking of wasp. He becomes wasp. Really speaking, we all are Brahman only. That is why we get converted into Brahman. So Brahman is hidden in us. By samadhi, we have to drop the upadhi and realize that truth. So by thinking of Brahman, we become Brahman. How we have to think? Constantly we have to think. Single-pointed we have to think. Because we all know jiva, brahma, aikya. All Upanishadic statements, they all try to prove that jiva is Brahma. In Gita also, chetrakya sa chapi mam viddhi, in chapter 13. Lord says, I am Jiva. I am sitting in Jiva as a Kshetrajna, knower of the field. Knower of the field. So how that kit is meditating, that Shankaracharya is explaining in the next verse. We will take in our next class. How kit, how that worm is meditating on wasp. So if kit can meditate, dot, dot, dot.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.